People don't think out that far. He says, you're going to go into exile because of this. Now, you could characterize this whole portion that we're going through today on how to destroy one's life. How to destroy one's life. You go through and you look at the things here, and it maps out the destruction of lives. If you drink too much, it's going to destroy your life. If you're up late partying and drinking a lot, it's going to destroy your life. You say, well, not mine. Okay, give it a try. We are in Isaiah chapter 5. And in Isaiah chapter 5, he's in this portion that we're going over, he's talking, there's six woes, where he starts a section with the words woe. And that is defining six areas of sin. And sometimes within each of those six areas, there's a few different things that he's noting. And then he has four therefores, or sometimes it says on account of this, or therefore. And that is giving four judgments as a result of these six areas of sin that he's pointing out to them. And we covered the first one last week, and we'll start reading again from verse 8 of Isaiah chapter 5, verse 8. Woe to those who add house to house and join field to field until there's no more room, so that you have to live alone in the midst of the land. In my ears, the Lord of hosts has sworn, surely many houses shall become desolate, even great and fine ones without occupants. For 10 acres of vineyard will yield only one bath of wine, and a homer of seed will yield but an ephah of grain. Woe to those who rise early in the morning, that they may pursue strong drink, who stay up late in the evening, that wine may inflame them. Their banquets are accompanied by lyre and harp, and by tambourine and flute, and by wine. But they do not pay attention to the deeds of the Lord, nor do they consider the work of his hands. Therefore, my people go into exile for their lack of knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitude is parched with thirst. Therefore, Sheol has enlarged its throat and opens its mouth without measure. And Jerusalem's splendor, her multitude, her din of revelry, and the jubilant within her descend into it. So the common man will be humbled and the man of importance abased. The eyes of the proud will be abased. But the Lord of hosts will be exalted in judgment, and the Holy God will show himself holy in righteousness. And the lambs will graze as in their pasture, and strangers will eat in the waste places of the wealthy. Woe to those who drag iniquity with cords of falsehood, and sin as if with cart ropes, who say, let him make speed, let him hasten his work, that we may see it, and let the purpose of the Holy One of Israel draw near and come to pass, that we may know it. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. Woe to those who are heroes in drinking wine and valiant men in making strong drink, who justify the wicked for a bribe and take away the rights of the ones who are in the right. Therefore, as a tongue of fire consumes stubble and dry grass collapses into the flame, so their root will be like rot and their bosom blow away as dust. For they have rejected the law of the Lord and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. On this account, the anger of the Lord has burned against his people, and he has stretched out his hand against them and struck them down. And the mountains quaked, and their corpses lay like refuse in the middle of the streets, for all their anger is not spent, but his hand is still stretched out. He will also lift up a standard to the distant nation, and will whistle for it from the ends of the earth. And behold, it will come with speed swiftly. No one in it is weary or stumbles. No one slumbers or sleeps. Nor is the belt at its waist undone, nor